because I want to get to this Ben Mundy. Is it Mundy or Mundy?
Ben Mundy. Yeah, Ben Mundy. Like a journalist.
Yeah.
BBC World Service presents.
This is London.
Welcome to the Surf Europe podcast. I'm Paul Evans.
And I'm Ben Mundy.
No things are going here in the Jetland.
Yeah.
So Ben, what's going on? This looks different. Where are we?
Well, Paul, yes, you're right. Usually I'm in a little tin can somewhere, but today we're on a little speck of volcanic rock in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean in the beautiful Azores Island. On location, the Surf Europe podcast has really got out the budgets, writing the big checks. And we're recording live from the Azores.
Yeah, we've been here for a WQS 6000 event. So if our voices sound a bit croaky, it's probably because we've been talking quite a lot of surf this week. And why else?
Well, the volcanic air can affect the tonsils.
Well, it's because we went out last night and got shit-faced and we've got grinding hangovers.
Yeah, I think I may have been doing some stupid dancing on a Azorean nightclub floor at 4:30 in the morning.
I want to get to this Ben Mundy. Is it Mundy or Mundy?
Ben Mundy.
What did we learn about the World Qualifying Series?
Leonardo Fioravanti, I reckon he's qualified. I spoke to him yesterday. He said, yeah, he needs 18,000 points. He's got 21,000, so he's in. Ezekiel Lau, I thought, was the best surfer of the week. He looks pretty good for qualification. Connor O'Leary, he looks pretty good after a few events. So, the dust has settled. We're kind of working out who's in, who's out. And also the Brazilian, can I talk about the Brazilian free surfers on the side of the event?
Please do.
They're the same. They just free surf and free surf and free surf. And as the esteemed former Bells runner-up, world number 37, and now full-time coach and part-time irritant, Richard Marsh said...
Inventor of the windscreen wiper as well. That was one of his signature manoeuvres.
He said that you go free surfing with Brazilians, it's very, very bad for your confidence, but very, very good for your anger management.
Please hang up and try again.
Shall I tell you what I learned? Because I've just done two QSs in a row, actually. I did Pantin before this.
That's impressive on its own.
What I liked about Azores is, because this has been the same time as Trestles, there's been no CTs here, which I think is the future. CTs shouldn't be allowed to do the WQS on the same season. Otherwise,
I shouldn't be allowed to watch it.
Yeah, otherwise you just end up with like the same turds that just kind of won't flush. I mean, imagine if, for example, you're like Aston Villa last year, to use a football analogy, you come in bottom of the league, you're having a nightmare, and around about Christmas, you're like, do you know what? It's not looking good for next season. I'm just going to arrange some fixtures in the Championship, like the next division down, and then probably win those, and then I'll sort of secure promotion at the same time as getting relegated to save me the bother of having to go down. It's called the World Surf League. If it's a league, you can't be in two leagues at the same time, can you? That's the whole idea of a league system.
Yeah, yes, Paul. No, it's an old argument, but you know, I'm all for it. 10 in, I say 10 in, 10 out.
Wankers!
And also, just when they are there, it's almost like kind of like a naughty step for them. The CT, they don't want to be there. They didn't come because they like the tapas. Oh, there's a really good restaurant here. I love the waves. They're sort of pissed off. They're eggy. They don't want to be there. And they sort of don't think that it's really their place to be there. But they're just sort of doing it begrudgingly. Yeah. I don't like the vibe.
They fucking shot me. I'll shoot them back.
Trestles, that's finished. Geordie won. Parco.
Geordie won. He beat Parker, yes, that's right.
Yeah, probably the big talking point that was the kind of hissy fit, the sort of hysteria about the Saturday slaughter, particularly Julian Wilson.
It was just a loser's whinge, I thought. Nothing more, nothing less. It was a close heat. Yeah, he may have been a bit undercooked, but mate, if you can't beat Alex Ribeiro in 4-foot trestles, or at least put some distance between it, yeah, you shouldn't be complaining. I thought Gabby Medina was equally sort of poor. Wilco wasn't much better.
Would you say Julian's a bit of a sourpuss? Would you describe
him? No, I wouldn't, Paul.
Because I say that. To me, he seems like the kind of guy who's never happier than when he's upset. Do you know what I mean?
No, I've done some time with Julian. He's very good company. Yeah, we're kind of sourpuss. That's your words, not mine. Yeah, but I think in this instance, actually it was Dawoodie again. I keep going back to him, but he just described Medina as the Veruca Salt of surfing, which is the analogy to the spoilt girl in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I think it was spoiled. I thought it was a bit windy. I think they brought the sport into disrepute, and they brought themselves into disrepute. And now they might just want to go back and have a rethink.
Yeah, the other end of the spectrum was after Geordie won, he said he had a really good board under his feet and he just took it heat by heat. In a nutshell, we diss them when they say something interesting and have a little outburst, and then we diss them when they're just the standard, boring kind of robot.
Yeah, surely there's some middle ground.
Yeah.
No, there isn't. Yeah, so trestles are finished, but, you know, as you say, we've found our place on the QS, Paul. That's where we belong.
Yeah,
you got to know where you're at, know your level.
Yeah, and title race now, it's probably a five-man race.
Oh, it's hard to keep up, isn't it? What, is Geordie in there now? Yeah, Geordie's probably in the mix.
Do you remember that article you wrote saying why Wilco's going to win the world title?
Which one?
Have you reposted any of those lately, or...?
He's still in the mix, Paul. He's still in the mix. I don't think he's going to win, but God knows. You can't pick it. That is one thing. Good thing about trestles. It just, again, blew it sky high. So, Ace Buchan's in the mix.
He's not. He's seventh.
Wow, he's in the mix. You know, that's in the mixer. Yeah. So, I still think John and Gabriel will fight it out. That's my prediction.
Shotguns. Look like guns that fire shot.
All right, Ben, let's go to our regular feature that we like to call... So, first of all, tell me what's your first...
It's bad. Well, I'll tell you what, I don't like this podcast, surf podcast business has got out of fucking hand.
It's getting cutthroat, isn't it?
It's bullshit, right? A, some guy called Mark Occalupo, what the fuck's he ever done for anybody in terms of surfing? He comes in, does a podcast, gets like 15 billion million hits, and everyone listens to that and doesn't listen to ours. So I don't like that. Oki, you might want to cease and desist. We're the podcast guys. We've done, what, this is our third? This is our fourth.
Yeah. See,
we've been going for, what, 6 months almost?
Yeah, we do one every sort of month and a half.
Yeah. The monthly podcast every 2 months. And, he's just come in. I don't like that. And then I actually wrote a piece for Grind TV about the 7 best surfing podcasts out there. Of course, I put ours in there. It was blatant. Pretty much just, I wrote my own puff piece for this. But I did put other ones in. But unfortunately, I did ignore one of the guys from down the line and Surf Simply. They've been going for like 10 years, this podcast, and it's really good. And it was an oversight. And then they called me out on their podcast. Now it's getting all podcasts, it's getting pretty heated.
Because I want to get to this Ben Mundy. Is it Mundy or Mundy?
Ben Mundy, yeah.
Ben Mundy. Good.
I can't get down the street without some.
So who called you out? Surf Simply or Down the Line?
I think they're the same thing.
No, they're not the same thing, are they? Surf Simply were in your thing.
Yeah.
That's the posh English guys. I'm going to surf a board that's 29 litres.
Yeah. It's Down the Line.
It's Down the Line, you idiot. You know you're getting them confused. Surf Simply are the ones that...
Yeah, I put them in, yeah.
They do really good stuff and they're quite bright, but for me... When they do all that chat about boards and they go, paddled out on the 510 and it was 31 and a half litres. There's nothing more boring in the world than listening to people talk about surfboards.
Well, yeah, there's probably nothing more boring in the world than listening to people talk about surfing.
Freedom, there ain't no fucking freedom!
Paul, have you got anything?
Yeah, Instagram. Well, mainly just sort of surfers and surfistas on Instagram. My phone was actually, I had some technical issues with the iPhone 4S over the summer. And it sort of wouldn't work. It cut a long story short. The phone wasn't working unless it was plugged in. So I sort of didn't really use it other than as a telephone when it's plugged into a wall. So it's kind of like a landline that I could move around. So I didn't do any of that. Instagram, all that kind of stuff. Twitter, all that. I stopped. And then I got a new phone, another second-hand iPhone 4S.
off you the just stick to the four S's.
Off the internet, yeah. But and I just got, get reminded just how sort of obnoxious people are, particularly surfers, just narcissistic, self-obsessed, sort of vacuous, needy, all that. If it's like, if it's a nice day, they put up like pictures of them doing nice stuff, it's sunny. But if it isn't, they still put a picture up, it'd been nice, they go, can't wait to be doing this again. And just all that shit about with these humans, and just when they were the crew, I just, fucking hell.
I mean, it's not just surfers only, but yeah, Instagram does seem like the place where the sort of morally and spiritually bankrupt go to congratulate themselves for liking coffee and avocados.
But actually, yeah, one of the photographers here at the event, our old Portuguese editor of Surf Europe, Ricardo Bravo, is a great photographer. He actually put it, he summed it up quite poetically, I thought. I was talking to him about what he's been doing lately on the Lisbon airport on the way here, and he said, I was like, you've been shooting much? He's like, nah, like people haven't really shot much with like pros or brands. Like people don't really want to look at pictures of like stars anymore. I think they want pictures of themselves. Ben, what else have you got?
Future of Australian surfing. As I said, we're on the Azores out here, just immersed in the WQS, the QS qualifying series. Probably, you know, we're balls deep in this. And with a couple of notable exceptions, obviously Ethan Ewing, who's young, 17-year-old, so he's going to qualify. He's amazing. Conor O'Leary, the Cronulla Giffy footer, he's really good. He looks set. But apart from that, I'm a bit worried about the next generation of Aussie surfers coming through. I think there's a good talent pool about 16 or 17. But yeah, that gap between 17 to sort of 22, there's no real names popping out. I've seen about
Solly Bailey
is amazing surfer, actually.
What about the other one, Chapman?
Cooper Chapman. Been in and around, but I just don't know if he's going to do it. He's an amazing surfer. He's a bit young, but yeah, they're the exceptions.
What about the fat one?
William Cardoso.
He's no, the Brazil. Australian guy.
Jackson Baker. Yeah, he's amazing too. I mean, there's a lot of good guys out there, but yeah, good's good. And I just think with Brazil, you look around, and there's about 50,000 Chileans now. There's 19 million Peruvians. There's all this influx of like new territories, and I think Australia's old guard, just looks a little bit shaky. Paul, have you got anything?
Yeah, Jack Robinson's dad.
Is he good? Is he?
Yeah,
Trevor.
Trevor Robinson. I'd heard about him before, but I'd never met him until Pantin. And
you'd heard the You'd heard the myth.
Yeah.
And then you met the man.
He's just a quite full on character. I'm, you know, a surf dad in general isn't my favourite sort of genre of man. But I thought he was quite entertaining, quite good value. I wish we could get him on the podcast when he's had a couple of beers, because he's got some quite strong opinions about everything in surfing, the brands, quite a lot of the Billabong team, the judges, and just sort of everything. So, I just thought he was really, really good value, really entertaining, and... I thought he was pretty rad, Trevor Robinson. And obviously Jack's pretty good too. I like that little guy.
They're like some type of weird surf dad comedy duo, aren't they? They just travel the world.
And Jack calls his dad Trev. He goes, me and Trev went out. that's pretty rad. And they actually are sort of more like, they do a lot of things together, kind of like matesy stuff as well, don't they?
Because I want to get to this. Ben Mundy, is it Mundy or Mun? Ben Mundy, yeah.
Okay, well, once again, down the line, we can't get enough of him. Tim Madison, you're back.
I've had a bit of time down in the world-renowned Australian Alps.
Is that the Snowy Mountains, as they're known?
The world-famous Snowy Mountains. And as we do in wintertime, we all head down there, and we've got a couple of hills that's covered by man-made snow, and you get plenty of mums and dads that get conned by their kids about taking them down because little Johnny up the road's going down. And what these people do is they remortgage their home loans for 5 days. The five most expensive days of holidays you'll ever see. But what happens, Mundy, is And this is my mate. Actually, it's been my mate since we last spoke, 2 or 3 months, but it's actually turned into a great joke. But I'll tell you what happens. It gives them this unofficial right just to fucking absolutely crucify their kids. All of a sudden, there's these blokes hopping out of Mercedes Benz with these private school kids, and the kid drops a glove, and it's like, Nigel, you little cunt, pick up the fucking glove. You know, Doris. You know, I saw this bloke on top of a hill. Doris, he says, Doris, mate, stop your fucking crying. You're going off the jump. You know?
I've paid for this. I've paid for this. You're doing it.
I've paid for this. You are fucking going off the jump. But, mate, the best we saw, this is not a word of a lie, little Dougie boy, little five-year-old McCreen suit. He gets fired down the hill by his mum, and when he gets down to the bottom of the line and we're lined up, and Doug had done nothing more than give her a little spray with some fucking man-made snow to the head as she was lying on the deck. And she yells out, Doug, you need medication. You need medication. Now, fair dinkum, Bundy, who tells their kids that they need medication? I mean, we all fucking think about it. But this whole snow thing, it just gives them this unofficial fucking right to do it. You know what I mean? And I'm a bit filthy about it.
I like it. It's a bit off the surf topic, but who cares? It's just another Mona Monday.
Okay, Ben, well, that pretty much brings us to the end of the show. Our next episode is going to be coming from the Quicksilver Pro France.
Hopefully big beach barrels, sort of women not wearing very much at all, cold sort of middies on the beach, all that sort of stuff. I'm pretty excited.
So,
But what about now? We're going to go for maybe dip in the hot springs, me and you, a post-podcast kind of thermal douche.
Yeah, we could go and do the sort of eggy fart sulfur mud pack thing.
Yeah, I'm up for that. Let's do that.
Okay, well, thanks for tuning in, guys. I'm Paul Evans saying arrivederci. And he's Ben Mundy saying...
Get a dog up, yeah.
The Ourself Europa podcast.